Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
All right, Bern, let's talk to the Adelaide Crows chairman, Robbie Chapman. Look, he's been in the chair for 13 years and he's seen everything at our footy
Certainly
club.
Certainly has.
And he's going to stand down end of the year and he's on the show. And Rob, thanks for your time and congratulations regarding the decision. Was it tough?
No, it wasn't tough making that decision. I made it last year and reiterated it a few times earlier in the year. And I suppose COVID comes around, which is one of those events that happen, you know, once in a lifetime, and a few other presidents staying on to assist their clubs. As I've said, I would never walk away and leave them in the lurch, but I just know that there will be somebody on our board that will be ready to step up into the shoes at the end of this season.
And how does that selection process work for the new chairman? Is it yourself, Pickett, or the board, or how does that work?
It's pretty consultative, Bern. You know, as you know, we changed our constitution several years ago so that we get a couple of member-elected board members. Yep. We've actually got three on our board that are elected by members. The rest we sort of hand-picked to fit the skill set and the experience that we need to run the football club. And then the board itself select the chairman. So, look, we've got several months to go through this and, you know, there's plenty to discuss and debate about it. But as I've often said, it's a good board and there's plenty of people there that have got the right attributes to do the job.
Is Roo the front runner?
Oh, no.
He does everything else.
Yeah, nah.
Mate, he does do everything else. And, you know, what Roo, you know, I've spoken to Roo a couple of times today. I speak to him every single week. I mean, he has got a huge capacity to work, as we just said. Mm. But, you know, his genuine love of the football club and the value he adds to it and the workload and the effort he puts in is, you know, I hope people realise. I mean, he does it for nothing.
Yeah.
We all do it for nothing, of course. Mm. But you do it for the right reasons. And, you know, look, he, along with several of the others, you know, could do the job. But it then gets down to time too. And a lot of these guys have got day jobs that pay, you know, to support their families. So it's not for everyone.
Rob, 13 years. What's been your toughest challenge as our club chairman that's really hit you between the eyes?
Gee whiz, without doubt, Phil Walsh Jars. You know, can't believe it's over 5 years, but That was a really tough day for, no doubt, his family, but for our football club and everybody. And I still remember it vividly. You know, that was a tough one. We've had our share. They're all learning experiences. You know, you've got to learn from it, make sure things don't happen again. Some things we could have done better. Mm. We should never ever deny that. Yeah. But there's been lots of good times too. You know, we end up owning our license. We've transferred you know, we've made Adelaide Oval our own and we've brought the city to life. You know, we've fought hard. We were the hardest and the last team to get an AFL license in the AFLW. How good's that been?
Yeah.
And to win two premierships. So lots of good times along the way.
Chappie, are we going to see permanent change into the future of AFL football now in terms of, you know, we've seen assistant coaches being stood down and there's been talk about player list sizes and salary caps. Do you feel that that may be permanent?
Yes, I do, Bern. I'm convinced that there'll need to be structural change. This is not just a 2020 issue, and it won't even be for next year. This will go on for 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
Every club, and I don't want to sound like the pessimist, but that's face reality. No good burying your head in the sand here. But, you know, we're going to have revenue shortfalls for the next few years. We've got to be very, very prudent with our expenses. Our members would expect that of us. You know, we spent the last 10 years paying off our debt to build our wonderful facilities down there at West Lakes. And because the margin in football's, you can't do it in 1 or 2 years. Yeah. And now, depending upon how our member pledge you know, process goes over the next few weeks, you know, we're going to end up with potentially another $10 to $12 million worth of debt. So,
wow.
You know, no one likes to leave that behind, but every club's going to have it. The AFL's got it. But let's spare a thought for everybody in the community because every business has got this now and a lot of people have lost their jobs. And, you know, as a footy club, we don't forget that we're not the only ones going through this.
Chatting with Crows Chairman Rob Chapman. Now, Rob, Andrew McLeod, one of the greats of our footy club, has come out today on a podcast and doesn't feel welcome at the Adelaide Crows Footy Club. Why in the hell would he come out and say that name? That the club has invested in him, they've looked after him, He's much loved, as we know, but why? Why now?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I only just found out about it. I mean, you know, I love Andrew. We all do. His actions don't match the words that I've seen attributed to him, and I've put a call in to him just recently, so no surprise not to have got one back just yet. Yeah. But look, I know those comments are at odds with Jars, all your mates, Bernie, all your mates. Yeah. You know, people on the past players committee. It was something that I've heavily invested in the last 5 years. Mm. You know, Rod Jamieson heads it up. Yeah. Every game of football, there's 200 people in the room, past players and officials. You know, we've just introduced the father-son, father-daughter, you know, process in the club, which has been well received. You know, I've just had every captain of the football club, other than Goody, because he's got Melbourne commitments, I totally understand that, come in and support the club in our hour of need. Mm. You know, as I said, between us all, we've spoken to a lot of players today, and yeah, they don't quite get it. So, look, I'm glad we're confronting it, because we've got to own what's transpired. And look, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of that with Bungie, and I'm sure it'll explain itself.
I'm sure it will. Now, have the AFL made any indication to you or the footy club that they'll look after him in the back end of the year in terms of bulk games at home, seeing we're going to have to play so many games away early?
Yeah, look, you know, the AFL actually called out the two Western Australian, two South Australian clubs on the last president's meeting last week and just acknowledged that, you know, we're going to be doing it a little bit tougher up there in a hub on the Gold Coast. Yeah. And that we would be, you know, to use those words, looked after at some stage during the season. And look, every club lines up to that. You know, no one's trying to seek advantage here. And we've got to get parity as best we can. This is really, really difficult. I only spoke to Gil on this yesterday. You know, he's trying to put together the next lot of 4 to 6 matches. And whilst we've got current quarantine and current border restrictions, it's really, really hard. And every state's different. So, look, it's going to change. We're going to have to be flexible. We're going to have to be nimble, which we are now. And we're very, very collegiate. I'm really pleased with that, all clubs in the AFL. And, you know, I bet you they don't know what round 9 or 10 look like just at the moment. So let's get through these four, starting with a showdown in a fortnight.
Yep, sounds good.
Thank you, Rob, thanks for your time. We'll chat again before the year's out. So good luck when the season starts in a few weeks. And, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your support too. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Rob Chapman there from the Adelaide Crows. This is Bern and Jars on the Rush Hour.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.